Thursday night, Chodesh Halvavos. Someone gave me this clipping from a magazine about Rabashka. They decided that he had too many books in his small cell, so they came and confiscated most of his sfarim. But he was in the middle of learning Chodesh Halvavos Shara Bitachon, and the sefer was on his bed, and they didn't notice it. When they left, he started to dance because he still had his Chodesh Halvavos. Someone gave me that. Okay, very nice. I mean, he's out of jail. Chodesh Halvavos Thursday night. We're in Shara Bitachon. We're in Perek Revi'i, and we're making our way through people who make more money than they need. And the Chodesh Halvavos discussed that they may be the conduit and the channel of providing other people with parnasa. He talked about the traps they could fall into. They fall into the three traps, he said, of people who are in this position. Number one is they think the money is for them. They think the money is for them. Number two is, number one is they think that they will, they think that if they're in this position of being the channel for other people to make money, so like they're doing Hashem's will, so they'll even do it be'isser, and they'll feel justified in doing things that are usur or very, very questionable, that are not Hashem's will. They'll feel justified because they have to keep the enterprise going. And they don't realize that they're doing it as a manifestation of Hashem's will. So it's ludicrous to think, it's ludicrous that Hashem would want them to do it this way. It's like against the Ratz in Hashem. So that's mistake number one. Mistake number two is that they think that it's for them. They think it's for themselves, and that they think it's for themselves, right? And therefore they give it grudgingly, or they think it's for themselves, it's all, and that's their attitude. And number three is another manifestation of that, where they demand obedience, and it's degrading, where they act in a supercilious way to their workers, because they feel they're giving them things, and they don't. It's Hashem giving them. And when you have money, it has three addresses on the envelope: your own name, and your bnei bayis's name, your wife, your children, etc. And then he said it might have other people's name on it, like your wife's second husband, he says, or your grandchildren, or you're just holding it for someone. Look at Haman. Haman amassed all that money, and it went to Mordechai. He probably wouldn't have spent so much time getting so much money if he knew it was going to go to Mordechai. So sometimes we just Yochin Rosh of Yil Bashadik. Okay.
Why didn't Haman have had so much money anyway?
No, that's the Chavitov Ovis's point, that Hashem gave you so much money because you're really a caretaker for the fellow that's eventually going to get it. So now, what?
We're all always the caretaker regardless of our position, because it's always going somewhere else afterwards. It's not a permanent thing.
Well, he's talking about money that you don't use up for your needs. Anything above your needs. You might be a caretaker, you might be there to give employment to others. I don't know, he doesn't in this paragraph talk about the possibility that maybe Hashem wants you to be rich. Which is also, it's also Osher or Oni is in the Gemara Nida, that's one of the possibilities. But, that's a valid use of the money too. If a person is rich, if Hashem blessed him, so if he works more or longer hours or takes a second job in order to become rich, so we learned already, the Chodesh Halvavos holds that's incorrect. It's foolish, wasting your time. But if you have money, Hashem blessed you, and you can be comfortable, so that he doesn't even address that here. It's the old story, that in Shara Avodas Elokim he talks about how to deal with things that are mutter, that are allowed, but they're not what you need. And he says it's not a good idea. It brings you close to the precipice of Isser, and you have to really exercise self-control, and et cetera, et cetera. Of course, no one thinks they have extra money. Everybody is always just barely making ends meet. What?
Just some ends are bigger than
others. Yeah. No, you have B'nai Bias. It's true. You have that's like you have, you know, he's not just talking about employees. He's talking about children and a wife. He's talking all the people that you take care of. Now we're on page Kuf Mem Vav, the paragraph that starts on page Kuf Mem Vav. He says there's another reason why people want to make money. He's talking about people. He's talking about being rich, right? This is still we're on number two of his long list of applied bitachon, and where number two is your portfolio, making a lot of money. So he's discussing different angles of it. Now he says v'yesh b'vnei adam kavutzos. There are people who like money, who work for money, who don't realize that it's pointless. But they are Ashirim, they try to be Ashirim. And their purpose is not to have more than they need. But their purpose is Kavod. And he's going to talk now about Kavod. It's like almost a side, goes off on a tangent, and he talks about Kavod. He says, because there are people who are trying to be Mechubad, to be Chosh of a people. And they see Shena Mishtadlam Berechishas Hamomen Uvaharbos Mimenu Elamei Ahavosam. What they're really after is approval from people, kavod from people. They want people to honor them. They want people to look up to them. And they see in the world, they look around and they see that it's the rich people. She says, it's the rich people that get honor. So they have a desire for honor and they want to be rich for that reason. Sheyachabdum b'nei Odom v'sheyusparseim shmom b'neihem. They should be famous. Ulafikach lo yisabkei mimenu m'uma. They'll never have enough. Very wise statement. Once you get a taste of kavod, so you want more kavod. You like it. It's like every drug, like every taiva. The more you take, the more you want. You never get full from it. Kavod is, you enjoy it, you want more. But they're very foolish people. The Zeh Machmas Sechlusam, because of their foolishness, but Gorme HaKavod, and what brings Kavod, what is really going on? What's true Kavod? Both in Olam HaZeh and the Olam HaBa. So he'll explain what the foolishness is, what the mistake is. The Heviyam Lidei Kach, what brought him to this mistake? Because they look around and they see that he wants kavod. So he looks around, he sees that people give kavod to rich people. But they're fools. They don't realize that they're not really giving them kavod. They want something out of them. They want a donation. They want a job. They want they want something from them. The guy's rich, he can give their wives a job, he can give their brothers a job, give a nice donation to the shul, so you give them kavod. So you're not really being mechabed them. He's going to talk about what kavod really is, but there's no real honor they're giving them, they're just trying to get money out of them, that's all.
When the Rav says kavod,
what? He's talking about, and I'm talking about a Karas HaTov. He's talking about giving kavod to rich people in a way that's not a Karas HaTov.
When you say kavod, is it kavod by chalufa?
We're talking about honoring. We're talking about giving kavod. Sitting him up front. Doing all the things you see when you see rich people getting honor. So the people who want to be rich, they're really looking for honor. Listen to what the Chavis HaLovis is saying. You have to hear the Ched. His point is also, he's talking about people who want to have a lot of money. He's talking about people that their real purpose in having a lot of money is to be honored. So he says, they're not really being honored. They don't understand that the rich people they see being honored are not really being honored. they're being manipulated, or there's an attempt to manipulate them. And really being honest, like every guy that wants Kavo doesn't, you know, if people are makbid on their Kavo, they don't realize that everybody's laughing at them. That's not what he's saying here, but I'm just giving it as another marshal about the foolishness of seeking Kavo. She says, nobody's being mechabed the rich people. They're manipulating them, trying to pry their money out of them. Ulehitos lahasik mashim biyadeyem. And v'ilu haskilu, and then if they knew about bitachon, and they knew about the principles that we're learning, so they would know that they're not going to... If the people who wanted to pry the money out of the rich person, they wouldn't give them this fake kavod, because they would know that it's up to Hashem if they're going to get the job or not, it's up to Hashem if they're going to get the money or not. So they're degrading themselves in their, and this happens, by the way, every fundraiser knows that this goes on. They degrade themselves and they make, they'll get the money anyway. A fundraiser is supposed to have bitachon also. Fundraisers are not putter from bitachon just because they're raising the mitzvah and they're working for a yeshiva, for a cause. They're also supposed to have bitachon. So they say, I'm supposed to get this money or I'm not supposed to get this money. If I do this, if I do that. So, you know, if you do, like I say, like, call it normal, hishtadlus, good. But when he's talking about you degrade yourself, you make yourself into a sort of a punching bag. Not just a punching bag, just chanufa. And not making believe he is what he's not, etc. So that's foolishness, that he says. Nobody's giving him cover. You're not gonna attain your goal if you become rich. You'll get bizyonis, you'll get. You'll be the guest of honor in a yeshiva dinner. But it's not real cover, it's fake. It's like counterfeit money. They're not really giving you cover. If you want cover, you want to be an other mechubad, I'll tell you how to be an other mechubad, says the Chaim HaLevavitz. We'll learn it next time. But you're not an other mechubad if people give you cover. They're laughing at you. They're not giving you cover. They're waiting to see how big a check you're going to write. Okay.
So, always said that the money's going to come. It's just whether this guy's going to be self or not.
Yeah.
It's not on you whether I'm going to get the money. The money's going to be there. Is he going to be self?
Right. That's how you have to look at it. Is he going to be self?